Do you know of any distinctive types of, you know, I've been trying to get about different kinds of houses. It might be old style houses here. Do you know of any special distinctive types of houses?
Oh, yeah, the old colonial homes, the Cape Cods, and the Spanish types.
Spanish types, how is that?
That's the low ones, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The stuccos and the weatherboard. That's the mate structure. The shingle house like mine, then they have the two-story and the single dwelling.
What kind of houses, you mentioned a duplex already, but what kind of buildings house several or many families?
It's apartment houses.
What do you call these houses that have apartments, one right next to the other, and they're built together, you know?
Well, it's a condominium.
Now, how do they work ownership in a condominium, do you know?
Each one owns their own. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and reading why he didn't buy one. And you have to pay so much a month for maintenance and yard service and so on. He said he didn't want a part of it.
Yeah, it looks like
he wouldn't buy it. I have a lot of customers that are unhappy with their condominium, trying to get rid of them. Now they can't sell them.
From out in that area?
Yeah, from right out here on this side of town.
It seems attractive to me, but it seems that the maintenance costs would keep on going up and up, and finally.
Well, no, that isn't it.
Why do they want to?
You get next door to a riffraff, and what you gonna do?
You're gonna move out if you can.
Well, you are.
Exactly.
But condominiums are supposed to have firewalls between these.
That don't make a difference. But the thing about it is, you can hear them, and you can smell them. Mm-hmm. If they got dogs and cats, and you don't like them, you just put up with them. They got them.
I guess the only way to beat that was if you had money to afford a really nice one.
Well, then you couldn't have nothing to do with your neighbor.
No.
Unless it was in the lease. I mean, the contract when you bought it, no dogs allowed or cats. Have to spell it out or else they could do what they want. That's it. They pay for it.
What do you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of a building?
A what?
An apartment that occupies an entire level of a building. One floor of a building.
Oh, sweet.
What do you call a person who takes care of apartments?
Maintenance man or maintenance.
Does the repairs. What about the one tenant in an apartment building who usually works closely with the owner?
Usually the apartment manager.
What kind of equipment do you use? Didn't we discuss lawnmowers one day? Or did we? What kind of equipment do you use to take care of your yard?
Well, I have a lawnmower. Power mower. A gas mower.
What did you have before you had a power mower?
Had to push real tight.
Mm-hmm.
This is rotary tight.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special tools you use in your garden?
Oh, yeah, my hoes, mattocks, picks, rakes.
If you had some sort of power tool to use in your garden to plow with, what would you call that?
Maybe a rotary.
The what?
What is it they call those things? I've used them, but I don't like them because they'll shake you down.
Maybe some sort of tractor or tiller.
It is a tiller, rotary tiller. That's what they call it. I don't like them.
They do shake a lot.
Which is a secret knowing how to use them.
Really?
Yeah.
What, let them fool themselves?
Yeah, you have to know how to hand them and how deep and how to slant them. It's, some people can use them and not even shake them. Others, they shake me to death.
What do you call a little handheld shovel you use to work around flowers?
A little spade.
What do you call the little fork-like thing with a handle, you know, that's got forks on it like
that? Oh, the little digger.
And what kind of rakes do you use?
I have a leaf rake and a regular yard rake. And the,
is the leaf rake and yard rake the same thing?
Yeah, leaf rake and yard rake is about the same thing. No, yard rake has got the prongs on it, you know, they're real short, and you got the long handle where you can put pressure on it to level off the land. On the leaf rakes, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.